Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight. I'm Frank Morano. Happy Monday to you. Welcome to the start of a brand new week. Thanks for starting your work week with me. I hope you had a fun weekend. I did. I'll give you some of the highlights of my weekend throughout the course of the program. There are certain fictional cultural icons that are always going to be a part of American society, and we talk about them a great deal on this show. People, characters that have a certain durability, that although fictional, feel as if they're a part of the characters we grew up with. Captain Kirk, for instance. They'll be making Star Trek books, television shows, movies that feature Captain Kirk probably 50 or 60 years from now, maybe beyond that. James Bond, for instance, he's been around for more than 60 years. Chances are he's going to be around for another 60 years. Batman, certainly a character that has been an incredible part of the American culture and the American pop culture. And the list goes on and on. We could do a whole show just listing durable fictional characters that have been and will always be a part of American society. Perhaps no one, though, for the last 80 years or so has been more identified with America and American children and the aspirations of what America can be than Superman. That's right. You may know him as Superman. You may know him as Superman. You may know him as Kal-El. That's his given name. You may know him as Clark Kent. That's his journalistic name slash disguise. Although, you know, it really was never explained. I guess maybe in some of the more recent films it has, how he fools anybody with that Clark Kent disguise. I mean, who's really fooled by that? I mean, just some spectacles. Didn't anybody say, Clark, you ever try wearing contacts? I remember there was a superhero film. It was sort of a spoof of superhero films, I think, with Ben Stiller, Greg Kinnear, Janine Garofalo, and Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman. And they have one character that's a superhero in the film, and his disguise is glasses, and everyone is making fun of what a ridiculous disguise that is. But for at least 70 or 80 years, there has been a big part of Superman's identity. Now, a lot of you probably remember the television show, The Adventures of Superman. I certainly watched it, even though I didn't see it in its first run. Some of you may have. There's so many different ways to enjoy Superman. Obviously, you have the comic book. Some of you that were of a certain age might remember the radio shows, the radio serials. I know a lot of people remember the movie serials. In fact, I like the movie serials. My Uncle Carmine used to show me them. He had them on VHS, and I like them. Are they a little cheesy, especially by today's standards? Absolutely. But I think it was Kirk Allen as Superman in the movie series. Maybe there was a few different movie serial Superman. But you have the movie serials. Then I don't think there's a more identifiable Superman, particularly in the 1950s, than George Reeves. George Reeves was Superman. He became Superman. You close your eyes and you picture Superman, and somebody tells you Superman is in black and white, who are you picturing? You're picturing George Reeves. George Reeves, and on The Adventures of Superman, the beginning of each episode of the show would begin something like this.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look. Up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. And now, another exciting episode in The Adventures of Superman.
Truth, justice, and the American way. Imagine that. Well, we're going to have to edit that opening. If they ever bring back another Superman television program and they have a similar narrator telling you why Superman is here, it's going to probably sound a little bit more like this.
And who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and way. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Superman.
Big news this weekend. Now, I gave the Superman people a pass last week in not discussing the bisexual thing. Are you up on that? Superman's son in the comic books is now bisexual. It's not the biggest deal in the world. And I didn't want to do just a repeat of the segment we did when Robin became bisexual. Because how many bisexual superheroes can we have? But again, what's really the harm if Superman's son is bisexual? Everybody seems like they're bisexual these days. Now, Superman is officially moving on from the American way. He no longer stands for truth, justice, and the American way. Jim Lee, the chief creative officer and publisher of DC Comics,